Find some views from 9 till noon. Coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi supports a commission to assess whether presidents are too unwell to serve and should be removed by Congress under the 25th Amendment.
This legislation applies to future presidents, but we are reminded of the necessity of action by the health of the current president.
Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise tells Fox,
she has been fixated for the last 4 years with overturning the results of the last election.
The 25th Amendment was ratified in 1967 to handle succession if a president is incapacitated. Presidents have invoked it 3 times during medical procedures. Some coronavirus shutdowns are reimposed in France and Spain.
Bars in another 4 French cities will have to close following similar moves in Paris and Marseille earlier this month. In Spain, the government has invoked a state of emergency to impose a partial lockdown in Madrid.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast, we're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight's low down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond, with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Thursday morning. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot and killed in the 3000 block of Kelly Circle around 4:30 Thursday morning. Right now, no arrests have been made. Andalusia police are looking for a domestic violence suspect. Authorities say Nicholas Shane Connor is wanted on strangulation and kidnapping charges. Police say Connor has family in Montgomery and has lived in Center. If you know where he is right now, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say just under 2,500 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Shop the Fall Saving Spectacular at Cafco Outlet. Our new selection of Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments have arrived and are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale prices on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Friday morning. Final hour of News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie in the house, man in the phones.
In the house.
We got a full board of calls. And Jack, you got enough juice to unplug the charger?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because we got a lot of calls coming in here, and once you be able to hop in quick on it. But let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, Jack. He said that to protect himself from me.
Is that what it is?
I'm glad Thomas called because we needed a real adult conversation. Let's be selfish. I care about the school system, not because I have kids, but because property values are affected and quote-unquote community reputation is at stake when it comes to industry recruiting. Having said that, I'm vacillating between yes or no. My yes or no is going to depend on the aggressiveness of the perp walk and the number of people who go to jail and everybody knowing it.
You still there, Urbanite?
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for you to say something because I'm like, I mean, the worst part about it is I know that half the problem, more than half the problem, is the parents' fault. I have an aunt who's a child advocate in Nebraska, and you know, when your kid doesn't show up to school, they come get your butt and throw your butt in jail. Mm-hmm. And you miss work, and your boss knows you're a lousy parent. We have a lot of rules on the books that never get enforced. We have a lot of professional development that's never touched or taken advantage of. And when they take advantage of it, they don't use the things they learn. And that's our problem. I mean, everything is fixable right in front of us, but nobody wants to commit to the grown-up conversations. Everybody wants to be happy.
Right.
And get along with everybody. You know what I mean? That's crap. You know, a lawyer will help you get along with anybody.
Well, there's such a thing as a secret ballot. And also, you know, folks who've listened to me over the years, I think you can guess how I'm going to vote on a tax increase.
Right, and I understand it. You know what? If I've been raised in a private school situation, I know I would have your point of view, especially down to the voucher system. But having been raised in not just the public situation, but the non-exclusive situation, I know that it can be done, but I know that in the other schools, they don't put the energy into it. They don't necessarily make the parent do what other parents, good parents, naturally do. You know, I take care of the kid. If, you know, my thing is this. If you're going to send your kid to public school, then you have a public contract. And that public contract says you're going to follow the rules.
Right.
And when you don't follow the rules, there needs to be consequences. And here's the deal. Oh, what happens to the poor kid? Well, you know what? Taking the kid from that parent may be the best thing for that kid. I mean, if it was nothing to me, we have a ton of boarding schools in this city.
Right, right. Well, and that I appreciate the call, Irvinite, and you're hitting on something deep in the sense that it's usually problems the government can't solve, no matter how much they raise money. Appreciate the call, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Christy here. Hey, Christy.
Hey, Joey. How's it going?
Doing well. And, folks, this part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group, but this is Eddie's partner in real estate here.
Yeah, not in crime, Joey. Yeah, real estate.
So how's it going out there in the housing market?
It's doing good. But first, can I just say something about the school situation? Even though I'm not in the area of the potential tax increase, I have mixed feelings about it, only because I have a kid in public school. But I also have a kid in private school. And to see the education level difference between the two schools has been very eye-opening this year. And there's reasons why I have one in public school that will remain in public school, but it just goes to show that I think our schools could do more with the money they already have. I know there's instances where they get perhaps federal money, and maybe that's not always used as it should be. It's used for other purposes like athletics or, you know, extracurricular type things. And that is frustrating as a parent when they come asking for more money, but they're not utilizing the money that they already have, perhaps in the proper way. Mm-hmm. So, that would be a hard call for me on raising taxes, but I'm glad I'm not in that situation where I have to make that decision right now. So anyways, back to real estate. Real estate's good. We have a new property I wanted to mention real quick that just hit the market this week that's down on the river, Alabama River in Lowndes County. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath riverfront property with a gorgeous view. It's very open. It has a gentle slope down to the water. Perfect for kids to run around. Nobody has to roll down to the river and fall in the river. It's great. It's a lovely house, has a perfect entertainment room downstairs for those football game parties or a pool table that will remain there. I'd love for people to check it out. It's a great, even just a vacation home, or if you want to look at full-time living on the river, it would be perfect.
What number do people need to call if they're interested in that?
So you guys can call me. My number is 657-5981, or Eddie's number, 322-0662. Or we have an email address that's really easy to reach Eddie, myself, or Pam, our other partner on the Bader team. And that email is thebaderteam@gmail.com.
TheBaderTeam@gmail.com.
Yes, I keep. That's I'm glad it. You mentioned that, Christy, because I do keep forgetting to push our email address out there.
Well, Christy, I appreciate you contributing to the conversation here about schools, but also really appreciate y'all's sponsorship and the work y'all are doing here, and keeping Eddie's head screwed on straight too.
Yes, it takes two of us now. Pam and I have our work cut out for us.
Yes, and I love them for doing it. They are absolutely the greatest.
Well, Christy, great hearing from you. Have a good rest of the day.
Yes.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you, y'all, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
272-9228. Well, this is a hot topic as it gets closer, and it's only, what, 25 days or so until Election Day? And so you're leaning towards a yes, Jack, right?
I am at this point.
Okay, and, you know how I feel about taxes and public schools in general, folks, but, you know, I am keeping an open mind.
I don't want to see our public schools go broke at all, which is happening. I just wish there was a better way that we could control the flow of money and how it's spent and hold people accountable.
272-9228. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Time of the morning to you,
gentlemen. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello, Steve. Where you been?
Man, I've been suffering from my cellophonia. I had to disconnect, man. I was starting to get the shakes, and, you know, I detached from reality, so I had to put myself back in reality and get away from it for a little while, but I'm recovered now, and I think I'm doing better.
Very good, very good.
Well, we're glad to hear that.
You know, if you really want to get a control of the money, Eddie, take a wrecking ball, and you could use some of the building maintenance money and go down there and just level the sun. Give them an hour notice to get, you know, abandon ship.
Mm-hmm.
But go down there and just level that central office on Decatur Street.
I really feel like there's a big problem there. Look at all the nice vehicles that you see parked out of there. Drive by school and see what your teachers are driving.
Yeah, that's your problem right there, and that's where you got to start before you pass, you know, tax on to the people. But the state, this morning, I'm hearing the governor saying that the state's going to lose all this federal money for the school systems if they don't apply for it. And so my question is the Montgomery school system applied for this federal money? And are they going to get a double dip here? Are they going to get federal money, a big chunk, and then tax money? I mean, how's that going to work?
Right. Well, keep going.
Go ahead.
No, you keep going.
Joey, have you been down, or Jack, or Eddie, have y'all been down to the Baldwin school building down there on McDonough Street in the last 10, 20 years?
No. I have never
walked in the doors of that place.
Well, I've had a family member or two pass through there, and, you know, you've had doctors and lawyers and pilots and everybody else, you know, go through there that went on to do, you know, really good things. But they got conduit running through there with computer lines, you know, exposed conduit lines. And it's not up to date, but they have turned out some of the best quality students this city's ever produced. And it's not about the building, gentlemen.
Right.
It's not. And that is a bill of goods. And if they really want to do something for the kids in this system, they need to go down there to level that central office and start anew and get people in there that are not concerned about their own self-interest and all their friends and cronies, and then you will see a change.
Well, thank you, Steve, for the call, and good points made. I appreciate you.
Hook y'all her down this weekend, day. Steve.
Take it easy.
272-9228. Let's go to Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hey there. Earlier this week, I had lunch with three other gentlemen, and they and myself are all property owners.
Mm-hmm.
Some have lived in Montgomery, some have not ever lived in Montgomery. And between the group, there were a lot of investment homeowners. There were a couple of guys that had not only investment homes, but warehouses and storefront business where they rent the building for business. And we were talking about the, you know, this tax that was going on in Montgomery and about, you know, if they level a millage on, you know, homes or whatever. And they charge people that have investment homes, they charge more money for property tax than they do a homeowner.
Double.
It's a little bit more than double sometimes. I know a case where a home, when a person lived in it, the property tax was around $200. And whenever it's rented, the property tax is around $900. And you see this all over Montgomery. Well, this is not coming from a threat type thing or anything, but we talked about it, and they said, well, how, you know, what do you do when you have a property and create tax increase, what do? And the general consensus was it passed on to the lessee of the property.
Yeah, it is.
Because we have bought, you know, like in my situation and others, we have these properties to make money for our families. It's a business that we have, even though, we're leasing for people to live and that sort of thing. But why should we take the hit when we have no kids in the Montgomery system? We don't live in the Montgomery system. We do business in Montgomery. But, let's say, for example, the village worked out to across five houses. You're talking about, you're not talking about a lot of money, an increase with a thing like they're doing here. But you're talking about, let's say, $25 a house, which is not a lot of money. But across 10 properties, it becomes a little bit of money. Across 25 properties and five or six business storefronts, it becomes a sizable amount of money. And what do? You simply, that means your rent is going up. And one of the things that what they're doing here is how it's going to hurt when you've got a single mother who is renting a house and she's strained paying all she can pay for the month. It's tough, but she's going to be the one that's going to pay this tax increase if she is a renter. Now, if you own your own house, you're going to pay it out of your pocket. It's going to come out of you. But if you're leasing or if you're a renter in Montgomery and you vote for this, I remind you that very possibly when the time comes that your landlord can raise your rent, you're going to see a rent increase. And it may only be $25, and if you can afford that, vote for it, go for it, that's fine. On the flip side of that, it's not that the people that own these properties necessarily want to say, well, we're not going to pay it, we're just going to raise the rent. But we've got our own nut that we got to crack every month.
Right.
And everything around us is going up. Property tax goes up. Having somebody to come in and fix a hot water heater, that goes way up. You change out a hot water heater in a rental house at this point, you're talking about $1,000
minimum
in the gas water.
And with all these, I was going to ask, it's not like you're operating on fat profit margins doing all this.
No, we're not. They're not operating. it's extra money every month that's going towards helping us do things like put our kids through school and college. We've invested this money in a property where the property is going to retain value over a period of time, but that little money that's coming in off that property every month is going, to pay for college and groceries and things that we have going on. Maybe even a mortgage for us.
Exactly.
If we have been able to move up a little bit. But on the flip side of it, I can see the need and I understand. I'm kind of with Jack on the fact that, they need to do something. But in this meeting that we had, and I'll listen before I wrap up, we were talking about it, and they said, a couple of guys said, I'd be almost willing to not raise the rent and let it roll for what little I make off of the investment properties that I have. But he said, we have seen so much malfeasance out of that school system in Montgomery. I don't even know when they caught those folks that were taking money the last time. I can't remember if it was expense accounts or whatever. And they took thousands of dollars. I don't even know if those people even got prosecuted. I mean, if I work, Eddie, if I work for Bo Goodson and I had an expense account and embezzled, let's just say $25,000 out of it, do you think Bo would just say, oh, well, pay it back and just go back to work?
No.
Fireman.
I'll let you know.
And prosecute
right.
You. Yeah.
Right. And that actually, honestly, that actually happens in people's business all the time. And in the real estate world, if that happens to your business, even though you're not responsible for it, you have no idea, the broker is held responsible.
Right.
And the broker gets in trouble with the real estate commission.
I would say to Jack, I understand where you're coming from wanting to help the school system, But until they can clean it up, why throw money into something that we know is with it? We are fair, let's say we're fairly confident that we're going to see this same malfeasance again somewhere down the road. I mean, if they can't manage with what they've got now, you know, what is dumping more money into it going to help? That's what I'm saying. I just don't see how dumping more money into it's going to help when they can't, you know, control what they got going on now.
And, well, Skipper, that's how I felt initially about y'all have not proven that you're worthy of a raise. And as I've listened to Arthur Watts and to Ann Roy Moore, I feel like I'll give them a chance, you know.
Well, I don't really have a dog in this hunt other than the fact that I do own some properties in the Montgomery area. And if they raise my millage, it's not going to go up an awful lot, and I probably won't increase the rent because I have just a handful of properties in Montgomery now. So it just leaves kind of a bad taste in my mouth, you know, seeing what the, you know, I grew up in the Montgomery public school system. I went to Flowers, Goodwin, and Jeff Davis. And I went to Jeff Davis several years ago to clean up the band room. And I was just amazed at the deterioration and the lack of, I mean, it was just awful.
Yep. Right.
And the corruption is what is the part that makes me not want it, is because I just don't trust the central office, and I don't trust what they're doing.
Well, Jay, good call, informative call, but we got to run. Appreciate you.
Take care, Jay.
Yep.
272-9228. Before we hit this break, let's go to Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, one thing to add on to Jay's comment about the malfeasance. Now, my kid's 25 now, but when he was in elementary school in Montgomery, they put out a little report card that had a budget on it, and it said payroll, la la la, and it had everything broken down. And then at the very bottom, it had miscellaneous, and it said $1 million. Hmm. Okay, that's malfeasance. There's no way that you can have a miscellaneous account of $1 million. And that just says to me that money is not accounted for. Okay? It's not broken down into the things that it needs to be broken down into. And then in the same week that report card for the school, the health of the school came, they sent a flyer for my kid to sell cookies to make money for the school. I'm sorry. If you got $1 million in miscellaneous funds, my kid ain't selling cookies for the school. That's malfeasance. My kid's 25. This was when he was in elementary school. So it's not just this is recently happening. This has happened. This is habitually happening. So it just needs to be cleaned up.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Kyle.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, Kyle.
272-9228. Again, you're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Seriously, Jack, you look great in that hat.
Maybe I should wear it all the time.
I think so.
Okay.
And Eddie's wearing a hockey jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's hockey season. We're in the playoff, bro. Thought you were
Everybody's
hip.
Gone nuts today, hadn't they?
Yeah. Thought you were hip, man.
No, I'm American. You with your maple leaf on your...
That's right, baby.
Canadian imposter. Yeah, we fought a war against you folks before.
You want to put it on the ice, buddy? You ever been checked on the open ice?
Oh, don't even try me. Don't even try me, Bader. Don't try me. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Live,
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for 2 generations. The Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We didn't plan this, but somehow the property tax increase for the schools became the topic this Friday morning, and that's just fine because it's Friday. We can go wherever you like. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to George. Hey, George.
Hey, Joey. Let me give you my own opinions about property tax and taxes for schools and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
Raising the property tax for schools is done, but it should not be done with property tax. if you want money for schools, you increase what you could do is increase the sales tax rate. Now, people are going to say, oh, my God, go from 10 to 11%? Yes. Why do that? Because it spreads the burden among everybody, including people who go to school and have children in school and public schools and all that stuff. And you could raise the sales tax rate and pick whatever you want for the rate to be to go to education, a new rate, add it on 11%, 12% total, you know, that's state, county, and city, and you would get the money for school. Now, the only reason we do property tax is because historically that's what we've done. And when we first started having public schools in around 1890 or 1900 in this place, is because the property tax was one of the few taxes that existed.
Right.
And the idea was, let's tax property, we'll get some money and have a public school. It used to be everybody paid for their own children to go to a one-room school. And what you should do with property tax is use that money for stuff like fire protection, roads, and some of the police costs and sheriff's costs.
Essentially, the assessment on property clearly works for the property. Like if your property catches on fire, right.
Yes, hallelujah. That's the way it ought to be for property tax. Now, the city of Montgomery has their property tax. They'd have to raise theirs about 15 mils to cover what they spend on the fire department. But the city of Montgomery's got a high sales tax. And the only reason is because it is easy for the city council and or the county commission to increase the sales tax. All they got to do is have a vote. Now, politically, that's, you know, people would go wild. But anyway, they have to have a vote by the governing body. Every tax increase does not have to be put to the population. We elected people to do that and take care of that for us. So when I get to be in charge of things, I'm going to change it. Okay?
All right.
And we're going to have high sales taxes, and we're going to have property taxes used for property. And the sales taxes will be paid by everybody so that the people who benefit from the property tax, which is everybody, will have somebody who can make change, who can use good English and that kind of stuff. That's what you want out of a school, and everybody ought to pay for that because everybody benefits from it. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear, George, and it'll be interesting to see the day when you take charge. Looking forward to it.
I'm there.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, George.
Don't worry.
272-9228. Eric the dog.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. This property for school really just pisses me off, to be frank.
Mm.
These people, I mean, Stephen Reed has zero to do with the school systems. He has zero power, zero pull. He can implement zero. He can't do anything. And we know that because everybody was griping about Todd Strange and what he could and couldn't do. And when Woods was running against him, they kept talking about what they were going to do for the schools. And we learned, mostly through this show and other ones on this station, that the mayor has zero to do with the school system. So I don't give a what Stephen Reed has to say about raising property taxes for the schools, because all he can do is hand them money. And that's like me going to my boss and saying, hey, if you pay me more money forever for the rest of my life and you can't fire me, I promise I'll do a better job than I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crap. That's not how this works. You want me to give you more money? Okay, I can see that we might maybe need to do some things to come up with technology and be more innovative and try to produce a better product. But I want tangible results. I want quantifiable results that we can look and go. We can sit down as adults and go, all right, this is where we started and this is where we go. And I want something that the teachers can't manipulate, that the administrators can't manipulate, that is quantifiable and tangible for the public so that we know we're getting something for our money.
Well, here, there you go. And, you know, my general thought on education, especially public schools that have not had a good track record, is you need to start over. This is why I'm all for school choice in many ways, whatever variation that takes. And unfortunately, that's not on offer at the local level. We're just being asked to chip more in financially. But we've allowed the arguments to be made here on the air, and it's convinced some people. Other folks are not going to be convinced whatsoever.
I haven't talked about it. It's important.
Yeah.
The sad part about this is they don't want to put any skin in the game. They just want to tell us what they're going to do. Right. And then they're not even telling us what they're going to do. They're just saying, oh, more money will fix it. And that's no, that's not it.
Right.
And I mean, like me, if it's really about the kids and we really care about the kids and the education, you know who's been stealing? The AEA and the administrators have been stealing our children's future based on their lack of educating them. Now, who are you going to prosecute for that?
Voters.
Nobody.
The voters. They get prosecuted for it. We get screwed every time.
Yeah, exactly. And we're the ones paying the price, and we get nothing. And there's nobody can be held accountable.
Well, Eric, we will have the opportunity to vote this November on this issue.
Absolutely. I'm dead within the city limits of Montgomery.
Well, God bless you. And
I homeschool. And the sad part is, if it's really about the kids, let's give vouchers and let's see. If Montgomery's public school system survives, then guess what? Then you'll have your opportunity to make improvements and whatnot. And if it goes by the wayside because nobody likes to buy your product, bye. You'll be like Kmart.
Thank you. You'll be
a bunch of empty parking lots.
Well, there you go. I appreciate the call, Eric. Got to run.
All right, guys.
Take care, Eric.
Wow, that was about 2 hours and 40 minutes of discussing this issue.
Did you get your money sent out of that, Joey?
Yeah.
Excuse me. All politics is local.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. 272-9228. We got to hit a break here. And
I can't believe you cleared the phone lines. I mean, they've been solid the whole time.
Right. And, you know, I've talked to you about this off air, Eddie. I'm not trying to insert my radical opinions, let's just say. I want people in the community to be able to say what they think about these things.
You're a good moderator, Chris Wallace.
What did you call me?
Milhouse.
Come across this desk. You can call me a lot.
But that is the good thing. People here, you have Joey in the middle. People can call and give their opinion either way. No one is bashed for it. And there have been some pretty good ideas that come out of it.
Yeah. 272-9228.
Good job, Chris Wallace.
You're wearing that hockey jersey.
Right,
that stupid maple leaf.
I'm ready to rumble, baby.
Hey, Joey, whip his ass during the break.
That's what I'm thinking about, Jack. He's calling me Chris Wallace.
Hey, Jack,
he's dropping
hat over
things
there
on the floor.
Jack, he looks real serious with a hat on like that. Kind of low on the head.
Yeah.
It's like somebody I don't want to mess with.
Oh, well, we're about to hit the break. You better watch out, buddy.
Bring the pain.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody
and got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast, we're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight, slow down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond, with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour our News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I kind of want to end the show today with, well, a story you sent me, Eddie? Not
yeah,
a
what's
video.
That?
Well, it has videos within the story. But did Tanya, or is it Tana?
Oh, is that the,
Yeah, let's just say a scantily clad woman who does scandalous things online for
her.
Money.
Yeah, that's her.
She has put out a hashtag, booty, for Biden. And she's essentially saying she is a star of a certain type.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The naked type. And not the naked types of stars that want to do promoting the ballots. You see that? The celebrities all going naked?
I don't understand
but
that.
But also, I'm like, what is it worth going naked when you're shooting your video from the head up? You could be wearing clothes underneath for all I know.
That, Joey. You're
like,
right.
I want receipts. Show me the goods. No, I actually don't.
I want receipts.
Like, I'm good. I'm good.
You hear me, Danny DeVito? I want receipts.
Well, DeVito's so odd-looking anyway that it's like, it doesn't even disturb me. It's like, oh, he's naked.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was Chris Rock and Sarah Silverman, and
it's
not like the first time Sarah Silverman is taking clothes off, but she's, actually, I find her quite
I love Sarah Silverman. She just bet crazy sometimes.
Yeah, on the politics, and the politics is driving everybody nuts. Yeah. Everybody's letting, I'm sure folks think I'm crazy, and welcome to the club. But this story, it's Tana Mungo?
I think it's Tana.
Tana Mungo. She's a YouTube star, and she might have crossed a legal line with her latest offer to her fans. Very good-looking, 22-year-old.
Yeah, attractive
girl. Very good-looking woman. She has launched her hashtag Booty for Biden campaign, in which she offered to send free nudes, naked photos, to fans that offered proof they voted for Joe Biden in the upcoming presidential election. Oh, my. Oh, my. She later took to Instagram to address the campaign alongside a picture of herself in a compromising pose.
Really?
This is from FoxNews.com, by the way,
folks. Just so you know, I did get this from a legit site.
What does a compromising pose mean? I guess it's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, there you go.
With Biden's face superimposed over her own face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, I do not want to see that. Thank God that's not in the story. I do not want to see some buxom 22-year-old with Biden's face on it, all right?
I'll send it to you, Joey.
No, do not send that. Do you really want me to whoop your ass or not? Anyway, there are a lot of folks saying this is illegal. That kinda soliciting
is,
voting
it?
With any sort of valuable, and you know, sending photos like this.
Well, it is valuable because that's how she makes a living. So there's a value to that.
Right. But it is a felony to do this.
Yes.
I mean, it didn't stop people in the early days of the Republic. Whiskey for
a That's what I remember, the whiskey, yeah.
But, man, what an odd time we live in.
But now, again, with someone like this, the Biden campaign, okay, now, if you were Biden, do you even mention this? Do you try to keep this buried? Is it an embarrassment? Or do you kind of take a hold of it and go, hey, you know, here's how much people love me?
I don't think you officially, Joe Biden should say nothing about this.
Yeah.
Joe Biden himself. Mamala.
But even Kamala, the campaign, I would think they would shut it down to say, we appreciate your support, but shut up.
Yeah, especially if it's illegal. But swapping votes for goods or vote buying is a felony. It's possible that this young woman offering nude photos in return for votes has crossed that barrier.
Now, let me ask you, Joey, is it illegal once you give it to them, or is it illegal to offer?
I'm sorry, I'm confused. I'm looking at her photos. We'll be right back after this.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The Alabama National Fair kicks off today at 4 p.m. with a salute to our veterans. All military, active, and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, the fair presents live entertainment nightly on our all-new outdoor stage, presented by Haynes Ambulance, Haynes Lighting, and Haynes Vinyl. The fair also features great outdoor shows like the Canines in Flight, sponsored by Bath Innovations, Kachunga and the Alligator Shows, sponsored by Don Duckin's All-American Auto and Tire, plus lots more. School Day, sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office will be Monday from 11 to 9 with $5 admission for students through grade 12 and all you can ride wristbands just $15. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fair app for a complete schedule of events. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Don't miss all the great fair food, the midway, games, rides, and live music at the fair. It all begins today at 4 through the 18th.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, final segment of the program here on a Friday morning. Been a heck of a week upcoming, starting Monday, the Supreme Court confirmation hearings.
What's fun, fun, fun.
Oh, so we got another week ahead of us, and who knows if the debate's going to happen or not at this point, which
you,
is nuts.
Do you say your money's on it happening? Is that right?
I think it will happen.
Me too. I'm there.
Well, Trump's going to get that doctor's note. I'm sure that'll clear everything up. But
I heard him debating on it earlier today, and, you know, Frank Fahrenkopf is the chairman of the debate commission, and he used to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee when Reagan ran for re-election in 1984. But he's certainly come a long way.
Indeed. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. But Trump's already lambasting the moderator, Steve Scully, even more, and maybe rightfully so. So it's, who knows? Anybody's guess. I think it's a coin flip at this point.
Have you seen a neutral moderator yet, Joey?
No, and I think we should do away with moderators. And also the whole design of these debates. Here, let me ask you something provocative, Jack, that really gets you going. You have 2 minutes to answer. Like, what is that? How about we lay on?
I think it would be a free-for-all if we didn't have a moderator.
My biggest thing is when the time for the response is coming up, 10 or 15 seconds before the end of the response, let them know so you don't go, okay, that's your time, sir.
The thing is, it's already a free-for-all, and I think it's too much of a TV show, and you could probably come up with a system where you get to speak 5 minutes, then you get to speak 5 minutes, and it volleys back and forth. And, yeah, you could cut off microphones, these sorts of things, at the end of the 5 minutes, and they can bring up whatever they want. They could even ask the other candidate questions within their 5 minutes, but you control a certain block of time, then it goes back to somebody else.
I love the idea of them being able to ask some of the questions. Because there are questions that those moderators are not going to ask for both parties.
But folks, before we close up shop, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint your home, whether just a single room on the interior, maybe the whole exterior of the home, whether it's a do-it-yourself project or you're contracting out the job, be sure to get all your paint and stain supplies at a Benjamin Moore retailer like New Look Decorating Center.
Baby.
They can supply you all those interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. They're your local choice. You can find inspiration there and then make that inspiration a reality. Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist. Brett Landham, the manager, paint specialist. They're easy to work with. The whole team is. And you can go back again and again, especially for those who do like to do it yourself. You can be sure to have everything that you've bought before saved on file so you can go back again and again and keep that continuity. So y'all check out New Look Decorating Center today. You can stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see in the little strip center there, Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating Center, or you can call them at 271-0007, 271-0007. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. So we mentioned yesterday, Jack, the plot to kidnap
the woman,
Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
Well, because of statements like the woman and liberate Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer decided to blame Donald Trump for these radicals trying to kidnap her. Even though
idiot among all the governors.
Oh, yeah. Jack, actually referred to Trump as a tyrant. So, like, what the hell is this?
You remember that movie Fargo? Remember they were kidnapping that lady? That's all I can picture is them guys, the same group of people trying to kidnap her. Just what a bunch of morons.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Lundegaard, I'm only trying to do my job here. Jeez. Margie, would you care for some more fritters? Oh, no.
And do you think Pelosi's going to use the 25th Amendment against Donald Trump, Jack, or if Biden happens to get elected?
She's talking about it.
But do you think she's actually just getting ready, preparing the ground for using it against Biden if he gets elected?
Well, you never know with her.
I wish people would talk about that a little more because I think Biden would get wind of it and say, hey, girl, you need to shut that down, man.
and Biden, are you going to pack the court? Joe Biden, you going to pack the court?
No, my PU court packet.